What about something that, say, if you didn't, if you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough beds in the house?
Pallet.
Okay.
Sleeping bags now.
Yeah. Our grandkids got some.
Okay, you say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay, or another word you'd use?
Fertile.
Okay. What do you call the flat lowland along a stream that's overflowed in spring and it's real rich?
Bottom.
Okay. And what about a field that might not be good for anything except raising grass or clover alfalfa? Sort of a low-lying grass.
Swamp.
Okay, that's got water on it most of the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, suppose you were getting water off the swamp. You said that you were...
swamp water.
Yeah, you were doing what?
Draining.
Okay, and what would you call the things that you dug?
Irrigating, or gully, or...
Ditches.
Or what?
Ditch.
When you're draining the swamp.
Yeah, trench.
Trench.
That'd be the best name of it.
Okay, are there different names for different types of soil? Like very rich black soil?
Well, yes, I don't know anything about that. It's black soil and clay. And some of it's rich, some of it isn't. I don't know how you designate that.
Do you ever hear of loam?
Loam? Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, now, say if it had been a real heavy rain, the rainwater would have cut little...
puddles?
Okay, but little deep places they've cut...
Trenches or gullies?
Okay, what would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of, in the woods, you know, and it's...
channel?
Okay, okay, now you might talk about a river. Now something smaller than a river would be a...
branch.
Okay, what else?
Creek.
Okay, what's the difference between a creek and a branch?
I don't know if there's any difference. I don't know. Just call it one or the other.
Okay. What are some of the names of some of the streams around here?
Sulphur Fork, Red River,
branch, isn't it?
Black Branch, War Trace.
War Trace.
War Trace, yeah, it's a small stream. That's about all there's right around here.
Okay, what would you call a very small rise in land?
A very small what?
Rise in land.
Well, a small one. What do you call it? Of course, could be called a hill, it depends on a mound, I guess you'd call it a hill. Or...
okay. If you wanted to open the door, you'd take hold of the...
knob.
Okay, do you ever use that word knob talking about land?
Yeah, you know, so. Yeah, I've heard that.
What does it mean?
Well, it'd be a high place. You know, about that.
Okay. Something much larger than a hill would be a...
mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Cliff.
Okay.
You find out I'm educated.
Okay, up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, not a valley now, you're still up in the mountains, but sort of a low place between the mountains. Do you call that a...
valley?
No, it's not...
ravine.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a gap or a pass?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I don't know anything about them.
Okay.